The conclusion has been made by many that the Founding Fathers as a group were racist slave owners. Therefore, their accomplishments, as well as their achievements, need to be erased or at least downplayed. One of those accomplishments being the Declaration of Independence. As has been typical, the cancel culture, as it's been referred to, only looks at part of the picture in order to indict all. What I'm about to explain really isn't any deep or detailed research. Reference to the movie 1776 in the last segment. You can find facts of history about what I'm about to talk about here, too. As I mentioned, the film takes a few liberties. You know, for example, John Adams and Ben Franklin didn't dance in the streets of Philadelphia singing, but by and large, the film stuck true to historical facts. Thomas Jefferson's draft of the Declaration of Independence included calling slavery to be exactly what it was, a vile crime against mankind. Here's what Jefferson wrote. He, meaning King George, has waged cruel war against human nature itself, violating his most sacred rights of life and liberty in the persons of a distant people who never offended him, captivating and carrying them into slavery in another hemisphere, or to incur miserable death in their transportation thither. This piratical warfare of infidel powers is the warfare of the Christian king of Great Britain, determined to keep open a market where men should be bought and sold. He has prostituted his negative for suppressing every legislative attempt to prohibit or restrain this execrable commerce. And that this assemblage of horrors might want no fact of distinguish die, he is now exciting those very people to rise in arms among us and to purchase that liberty of which he has deprived them by murdering the people on whom he also obtruded them, thus paying off former crimes committed against the liberties of one people with crimes which he urges them to commit against the lives of another. It was the representatives of some of the southern colonies who objected to the inclusion of that passage. They declared that that entire passage was not eliminated from the Declaration, then they would not vote to pass it. Again, it wasn't the entirety of the Continental Congress who was bothered by calling slavery exactly what it was. It was the few. So, are the rest criminal for surrendering to that few? Well, if they didn't, then what would the result have been? Right, no independence for America. Well, at least not at that point in time. Without the independence, would we have ever gotten to Abraham Lincoln and that time when enough said, slavery ends now? Now, obviously, slavery continued after the Declaration of Independence was adopted. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, among those who kept their slaves. I don't say this as justification, just observation based on my study of history. The slaves with Jefferson and Washington were better treated by far than those in the Deep South. It'd be, not trivializing, but it'd be like comparing the life of a servant in a mansion versus a member of a prison chain gang. In both cases, it was still slavery, and it was immoral, even though society at that time accepted it, but not entirely. Not making any excuses, we just have to look at what times gave allowance to, and how that allowance was acted upon. From 1776, it took 87 years to get to the Emancipation Proclamation. Then it took almost another century for the Civil Rights Act to be achieved. This makes me think about a story when, in Las Vegas, Frank Sinatra gave a ride into town to Lena Horne, black performer, stellar, legendary black performer. She was working at the Aladdin Hotel. This was back when blacks like Horne weren't allowed to enter through the front door of a casino, even if they were the headliner there. Sinatra's car pulled up to the front. Frank got out, reached for Lena's hands. She looked at Frank and said, "Frank, I don't think this is a smart idea." Frank looks at Lena and says, "It's time." And through the front entrance, they both went. I often see and hear people dismiss and even mock blacks for their frustration today and for the fairness that they still seek in many ways. I don't count those who are just looking to cause damage or death. I'm referring to those who are responsible and have a feeling of self-worth, rather than overinflated entitlement. When it comes to understanding and respecting their feelings, their goals, yeah, it's time.